Big weekend this weekend here in the city of Toronto. Toronto FC, because of their record, hosting the MLS Cup. They are through. It is the Seattle Sounders in town on Saturday. Please welcome the architect of this team, the architect of possibly Toronto's first championship team since 1992-1993.
The Argos are saying, hey!
No, that's not real. Please welcome Mr. Tim Bezbachenko. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Quite the intro. I'm not sure it's deserved, but I appreciate that. Jeez.
You're welcome, man. Listen, you got to be excited. I see MLS stuff all over the place. MLS Cup. Is it Toronto till I die? Which is extreme, right?
There's some blood dripping there. It lent something from the Raptors. I don't know, you got to ramp up the marketing efforts when you get a chance to host Cup.
And you know, I give you credit too, because you're still in that process. It looks like let's get behind this. We're in the championship game. It is at home, but we still want people to know that this game is going on, and it's sold out in 3 minutes, right? I mean, this is such a huge opportunity for yourself and the rest of the organization to not just win a championship, but to make this league and this team in this city more relevant than ever.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're not sort of Pollyannish or blind about where this league is. It's still growing. We think we've been able to catch the attention of a lot of soccer fans across U.S. and Canada, especially the soccer fans. But it's an opportunity to bring others into the sport, whether or not you like whether or not it's your first sport or second sport. We feel like the environment at the stadium is unique. Fans, or they call themselves supporters. Our supporters groups are incredibly passionate, and it's just different, right? It's not down inside. It's down outside at BMO Field. You play spring, summer, and fall, and now into winter. So it's a unique opportunity. The league comes in. The league actually owns the event. We don't own it, sort of like the NBA All-Star Game. So you have the MLS team machine behind this. You have MLS from New York, their machine behind this, just to kind of catch everybody's attention and give it sort of the credit it deserves in terms of being a big sporting event.
Yeah, I know I know it's not a Toronto FC thing; it's a league thing, because I paid for my tickets. I got four of them yesterday. Four, even though it sold out in minutes, but I have ways and means.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So anyway, in section 107. Now, is that a good section? Is that the section where everybody takes their shirts off and stuff?
Do you want it to be?
I might get her going. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you take your shirt off, then it's a ripple effect. I don't know what.
Oh, there'll be a ripple effect, all right.
It's a great section. It's not necessarily down on the south end. It's sort of it's on the east side, and it's a good spot though. That's a good spot. So you can get that section going. The Seattle fans will, I believe, be up behind you. I think they have about 2,000 seats that the league takes and gives to Seattle. They'll be up in the 200 section. They'll be pretty loud, but I think you'll be able to drown them out, because I know you'll be shirtless and waving your scarf screaming.
I haven't taken my shirt off in 25 years. I'm not doing it at a TFC game. I'll tell you that right now. George.
Tim, obviously Seattle, you're playing them in the MLS Cup Final, and their owner's Drew Carey. Have you made a conscious effort to avoid the Price is Right, like the plague, heading into this match?
Funny, he's a Cleveland guy, and I'm an Ohio Cleveland supporter too. So I do share some love with Drew Carey. I love the Price is Right. I always wanted to spin that wheel. I can't give him any harm or speak negatively about that legendary show. So, but now would be a good time
to do it, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I'm going to see him probably at a dinner maybe tomorrow night. So. Is there anything you want me to pass along? I can say something on your behalf, George.
Yeah, tell them the price is wrong.
The price is wrong, yeah. And there's an expletive after that.
Yeah, right. Do the Bob Barker, the price is wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great from Happy Gilmore.
I'll do that for you guys.
So now this being the game that is, obviously there's the business of soccer. We can talk about the goodwill. We can talk about how this has really come into its own and really burgeoning on extreme relevance in the city and the sports scene. But you got a game to play. How's Giovinco? We know he was injured the last game against the Impact, and he came out lucky for him because Cheru scored, and then all hell break loose, and you're in the MLS Cup. But how's Giovinco feeling these days?
Yeah, he's feeling really good. Yeah. He's pumped. I just saw him yesterday morning. We were chatting outside my office, getting coffee. He's good to go. There's no concerns. I think it was more of just the beating between the turf in Montreal and then our game, and he was cramping up in the calf at the end of that game. It was around the late 80s, early 90s minutes. So he's good to go. I think for the most part we're healthy. So that's all you can ask for. You're going to have two teams that are relatively healthy. They lost Clint Dempsey earlier in the year, but they picked up Nicolas Ladero from Uruguayan international from Argentina. Great player in his own right. So you're going to have two teams with maybe a different style of play, but they're built in similar ways, in the sense that they're both sort of big club models with big designated players. So it should be a good matchup.
How close are you watching the weather forecast for Saturday, Tim?
I checked it this morning. Not too much. I feel like it's an advantage for us, if anything, just because in Seattle, I guess it rains, doesn't really snow. But I feel like the energy in the stadium, once you get in, it might be cold, but it's going to be a little bit warmer in there. People are going to be moving in their seats, and the players are running around. So I'm not too worried about it. The ground crew has done a great job of cleaning the field up, and ever since Grey Cup, and they did a miraculous job, Robert Heggie and the guys, getting it so there's no logos in the field, and it'll be even better on Saturday. So I think we're good to go. I'm not too concerned about the weather.
Are you going to cut loose if you win? Because you're a young dude, too. You're going to pull, what's the guy's name, Theo Epstein? You're going to pull a Theo Epstein and get greased down with the rest of the fans?
I don't know. Our guys can party. I've seen how the Blue Jays and then obviously how the Cubs party. I mean, it gets wet and wild with those guys. I'm sure our guys can get up there and I'll partake, I guess. I don't really know. I can't predict what I'm going to do, But I would say we got 90-plus minutes to do some work, and everyone's been working hard. They want to seize the moment. Our ticketing staff, Anton Wimmer and Tom Pastore, have crushed it. So I feel like the environment will be there to celebrate, but we got work to do on the pitch.
Yeah, Tom Pastore, good man. Great organization. You guys have been a terrific story. Really appreciate you taking time to do this, Tim. And if I don't see you, obviously I probably won't on Saturday, although I'm in Section 107, just in case you want to come down and say hi.
I'll note it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You'll be busy, but best of luck.
We're
hopefully, yeah, right. Hopefully next week we can sit here and talk about a wonderful championship. But best of luck to you in any regard, and thanks for taking time today.
Thanks for having me, guys.